you just write, you know, Fidelity and Guarantee Home Certain. Get the main product because it had all the different options that I could possibly be able to cover someone with it in one product. And so I started there and learned that product well. Now, as you run into different situations that you can't help cover that person with that product, that's when you then have the opportunity to learn some of the other companies and so forth. And actually, what we really teach our agents to do is make sure that they're calling their frontline managers, team leaders or mentors or whoever your managers may have in place for you, that if you run into a situation that you know is not going to qualify under your normal product line, then ask for help in what you should be able to provide for your client. Your client's not going to see that as you being incapable or unprofessional in taking care of them. They're going to look at that as you caring enough to get the right thing to take care of them and their family. And that's what this is all about, is having the opportunity to meet with many people every week who are asking you to come see them and come take care of their family to make sure they never lose their home, guys. And I'm going to let Diane go ahead and talk a little bit with you because I know she has definitely been a tremendous force in helping teach her team about not being afraid to call their managers. She kind of coined the phrase phone a friend. And basically what that was is to make sure people weren't afraid, brand new licensed people, afraid to call and ask for help at the appointment, not after you left and didn't get something done and didn't take care of the family, but right there in the appointment. So I'm going to let Diane talk to you for a few moments about how she teaches her agents how to be comfortable with that, how to transition into that, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. My name is Diane Lampe, and I'm just so proud and honored to be on this call to share this with you because it's been such a great experience this past year having met Robert and Michelle, and they really have been mentoring Bill and myself. Actually, Bill was the one that was introduced to National Agents Alliance first, and then I kind of trailed along. It's kind of like the same thing with you and Robert, right,
yeah,
Michelle?
Right.
And I just feel really blessed to be here because really what you've got to grasp first is why you're here. And one of the main reasons that you've got to understand, it's not sure if, you know, we're all going to make some nice money here, but you've got to understand and think from your heart when you go into each person's home and you make it, pick up the phone. And I think that's one of the things we want to drive here today. I mean, Michelle always speaks from their heart, and so do I. And I think that's what we want to make sure that you embrace yourself, is that every time you get a lead in your hand, that's a family that is needing protection, that has requested protection, that wants you. So, you know, when you're afraid, and I'll tell you what, we know it, we've been there, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to be afraid to pick up that phone, and you could be afraid to say, oh, my goodness, what if I get rejection? Well, what if you don't pick up that phone and something happens to that family? And we know we hear stories all the time, right, Michelle?
Yep. Week after week.
Week after week after week of people that, you know what, an agent didn't get to them in time, and then there was crises, right? Mm-hmm. I think our 19-year-old son, he got a lead, just to give you an example, an agent couldn't cover it that week, and he called the next week,
mm-hmm.
and it was too late. The son answered the phone. He goes, you know what, you're a week too late. My father passed away last week of a massive heart attack, 52 years old.
Yeah.
So did he know when he was going to die?
I'm sure he was scheduled for that.
Yeah, right, Michelle? Was he scheduled to die? Did he know?
Obviously not, because he thought he could come back the next week and get him covered,
right?
That's
right. And so what ended up happening when Brad called, the guy was really upset. But what ended up happening, he told them to come back in 2 weeks because they wrote the whole entire family, all the kids, because the father did not have any protection in place. So one of the things that you need to embrace today is make sure you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. When National Agents Alliance says they're Americans for the family, that's what we are. Families are waiting to be protected. And when you embrace that, you're going to have much more success on the phone, quicker success, because you know you're not bothering these people. They're waiting for you. Right, Michelle? Would you agree with that?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then what ends up happening when you go in there to see them, you have to remember when you walk in out that door that your goal is to not leave until you have that family protected.
And you guys have pretty much let your agents know. If you leave that house and you don't call someone to find out maybe something you forgot to think of or to offer or how to help them, I mean, I think they're pretty much like we are. Don't even bother calling me after.
Well, Robert tells us this.
Yeah.
Don't call me after the appointment.
Yeah.
You know, the chances, guys, that when people tell you they've got to think about it or they have other reasons, mm-hmm. it's something that you didn't do in the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you didn't hit the right number. Maybe you didn't hit the right hot buttons. But you know what? If you walk out and you haven't protected that family, you've really done an injustice for that family. Wouldn't you agree with that, Michelle?
Absolutely.
And so think about that every time you pick up that phone. Mm-hmm. And now, it's all call about calls, isn't it, Michelle?
Yep. Appointment setting is the number one key thing. If you want to be successful in this business, you have to get to the point that you're comfortable calling these people who filled out a lead. Guys, remember, here's number one, mindset. Mindset number one. You've got to imagine that Andy and the leads department spend hour after hour after hour getting information and data from all these people all across America who are buying loans, are refinancing homes on a daily basis, hourly basis, minute by minute. They're getting all that information, and they're mailing over 1 million pieces of paper every week. 1 million.
Right.
Now, they're getting back maybe 1-2% of all those people, but guess what? 1-2% of all those who got that letter opened it up, pulled it out of the envelope, read the letter, took the time to fill in their name, their birth date, sometimes their social security number, their height, their weight. They put down 3 telephone numbers sometimes of how to call them and the best time to call them, put it back in an envelope and mailed it in. Do you think that there is something there that they wanted?
How many times, guys, have you taken the time to do all that? Were you serious?
Absolutely, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, how many of us, I personally tell people, I never answer mail like that. I'm not one of those people that's going to open the mail and send it in and have somebody come take care of me. But guess what? There's so many people out there who don't know who to talk to get that help, so they mailed it in to you, and they're waiting for you to call them. That's what you need to think every time your team leader or your manager or whoever you're working with gives you a lead. You need to take it seriously. I don't care whether they call it an A lead, a B lead, or whatever. It is a family. Because guess what, guys? Even if it's a B lead, that means we don't show record of having covered that family yet. Right? So they're not covered. But they wanted something. So what are you going to do about it?
Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, you're right, Michelle. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to say, oh, no, those people might not want to talk to me. I'm out. All right, how many of you on this phone right now have picked up the phone and saying, I hope nobody answers?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you ever get that feeling down in your gut that you feel like that? Well, here's how you have to correct that. You have to get your mind, mm-hmm. your body, your soul, your heart, to wrap around this as best you can and then some, to know that these families are waiting for you. That you don't want it to be just like what Brad did. He got on the phone and he was too late. Because guess what? I don't know about you, but no one knows when they're scheduled to die.
No. Obviously, that person that was told to call back in a couple of weeks got a rude awakening too, because he heard the same thing, that the person had already passed away.
And remember that when you're picking up those phones and the urgency of it. Here's the difference in when you get your leads from your leader. How fast are you going to pick up that phone and dial? We're not the only one that they could have filled out a couple letters.
Sure.
And then what do you want to do? You want to wait until then the other person? You want to get on the phone as soon as you can. Make it like a game for yourself. How many appointments can I set today? How many families can I protect? How many, people can I do the right thing for? Because here's the thing that Bill and I really were excited about when we were introduced by NAA. And I just want to speak from my heart for a minute, okay? Because this is the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
It fits our values. Our values say, at the end of the day, when we put our head down at night, we know that we have done the right thing for families, for agents, for people across America. We are changing people's lives. That's what you have in your hands. That's what you do each and every day. So why wouldn't you want to pick up that phone and dial as feverishly as many as you can call?
Yeah, but Diane, here's the problem. You know, some of them feel like their manager gave them all the bad leads, all the people who were sick. They went through and picked out all the old people and gave them those. They picked out the ones that are past the 13 months and they don't know what to do with them. And so therefore, because they're getting junky leads, they're just going to give up and not do any of them. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, have you ever heard an agent tell you that?
Oh, yeah, that, oh, this person must be getting all the good leads and they're just all being sorted out and I get all the bad ones.
Well, hey, let me tell you something. Any of you have ever thought that, please get that out of your mind. Go walk with your manager for a week or two and see what they go through and see if you think they have time to go through and pick out which leads to give you or not give you, right? When you have a certain number of leads and a whole bunch of people waiting to work with someone, guys, there are times that all you're doing is getting them in someone's hand as fast as possible. And guess what? If you're not getting any leads, maybe it's because they don't see you're serious about what you're going to do. So guess what? Your attitude's got to change. Your fever's got to change. Your passion about what you do has to change. Because here's the thing. They're not going to give it to somebody they don't think who's going to go out there and take care of that family. So you're going to have to show that you're willing to do it. How about this? How about you start off and make sure you've got your own family protected?
Absolutely. That's one of the first things that we did, Michelle. As soon as we joined the company, and then Bill said, we've got to get our own family protected.
Exactly.
And guess what? You can take that policy with you, guys. You should have it in your briefcase so that you can walk your walk and talk your talk. And if you don't do that, you know, that's just like if, you know, you ever go to a car dealership, Michelle, and there's somebody that's trying to sell you a Chevy and they're driving a different vehicle?
Right.
I mean, does that make any sense?
Nope. I want to know what they're driving, what they're doing, right?
Absolutely. That's the same thing with your own policy, guys. If you can go to a home and say, well, look, this is what I have.
Right.
Do you think they're going to trust you even more?
Absolutely.
So if you haven't done that yet, those of you that are on this phone, when you get off this phone, that's the first thing I would be clicking on that software is your own policy.
Well, and I know sometimes they say, but I have no money. I'm so broke right now. I can't even buy my first policy. Well, I understand that may be the situation, but you know what? You're never going to get a fire or a passion to do this until you have to. And sometimes I always tell people who want to just do it on the side here and there, that's great. You can do that. But you better work whatever you have with a passion as though that's all you're going to ever get. You know, like that's the last lead you're ever going to have, and you better help take care of that family. Because here's the thing, if you do that, there will automatically be more and more coming because you're going to be so excited that that client's going to see your excitement, and they're also going to start thinking of other people they know that they want to take care of and that they want you to help take care of, their mother, their brother, their sister, their friends, their family, their neighbors. You know what? If you are a professional and you're excited in what you do, you're going to automatically find people who want to do what you do, as well as also be a client of yours and have their family and friends. People they care about want to do that as well. So, you know, the thing is, you've got to make sure you're getting out there with the right attitude and the excitement. And, hey, guess what? I brought up, hey, sometimes you feel like you're getting the wrong leads, the bad leads or whatever, but guess what? Maybe you need to take a break from it. Talk to somebody who's doing well, who's setting well. Go listen to MP3s. They're all available. The amount of training that is at your fingertips every day is incredible. If you're not getting on your NAA website and looking at the training online and going to the direct insurance companies' training sites and looking at that and tapping in with your manager and or someone else you work with, guys, then you're missing out on what you should be doing. You want to be the best at what you do, whether you just want to be a producer or you want to be a team leader or builder. Guys, go do what you want to do. This opportunity is tremendous. People out there have worked hard to give you the opportunity. I told Andy last week, I was just privileged enough to walk into NAA at the point where many before me had already put in a lot of hard hours just getting those first few leads going. okay, who had to work in the basement to get the letters out, to put stamps on themselves, guys. We're way past all that, and we have many, many more opportunities. Guess what? If one says no to you and don't call me because I've had 1,000 of these, don't take it personal. Yes. But you know what? You did what you were supposed to do. You called to see if they've been protected. Move on.
Hey, Michelle, you know what? I've been calling these. We're just playing around here for a second, everybody. Mm-hmm. Michelle, you know what? I've been dialing all day, and what's the best time to call people?
Well, you know what? There is no best time. I mean, they're sometimes going to tell you when is the best time. And I'm going to tell you guys, when I start off, I always try to go by what they told me on the letter. If they said best to call after 5 p.m., guess what? I always waited until after 5 that day to try to call them. But guess what? After that, you know, it didn't matter. I called any time and every time I could. The best time to call is continuously until you catch them. We were talking about that today in our meeting. All the people who do over 10,000 every week will talk about they make 200 calls. And somebody says, so you get 200 leads? No wonder you're making so much income. No, they didn't get 200 leads. They had 200 calls on probably 20, maybe 30 leads that they went over and over and over till they catch that person. Robert from the get-go said, why do you wait till the time they said to call? Forget that stuff. Just start calling right away. And that's truly the right attitude. You've got to just call and get a hold of these people. They don't know whether you tried to call that time or not before the first time. Come on, let's be real. People are busy. This world today, people are having to work 40, 50, 60 hours just to make maybe $30,000 a year in income, guys. They're busy. They're working two jobs. They've got kids in 1,000 activities. And when you catch them, don't let them convince you to call them back later to set an appointment. Guys, come on, be real. You know how hard it was to catch them the first time. Get something set and then put it on them to call you back if something needs to change. Get the attitude of, I'm going to get this family taken care of. That's my responsibility. If you were given 5 leads, those 5 people are your priority. You call and you call till you get them. Sorry, that was a long explanation.
And I know, guys, we're spending a long time on the appointment setting and talking about the leads, but that's really where it starts.
Yep.
If you don't pick up the phone, you could have the greatest presentation, and you could know everything about every single product that we have, and you could know all that, but if you can't get in the door and you don't pick up the phone, how are you going to do it?
Right. And, hey, which script you use to set the appointment one way or another, hey, it doesn't matter to me. What you need to use is what you're comfortable with, where you are setting. If you set it, if you try it one way for a while and you're not setting anything, or you set them and you get a lot of no-shows, guess what? You need to make an adjustment. If you set them and they're there, use that. Whatever is working, guys, work with that, whatever that might be.
And Michelle, you just brought up a really important point. If you're not tracking your phone calls and the results you're getting, you've got to know your numbers.
Right.
That's the key thing, guys, is know your numbers. So let's say, you know, and I know there's a tracking report. I thought I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, there's a call tracking report.
There's a call tracking report. So you should get your leads out, and you should track them, that you left a message for them, how many times you dialed them.
Right.
And then you should go back, and then the ones that you connected with, then what you've got to do is say, okay, I connected with them, but I have to call back later, I got to think about it,
right.
I'm not interested, I was protected, I set an appointment, so that you can see.
Right.
Because if you don't know and say, well, I've made a bunch of calls, how can your manager help you? Your manager can only help you by knowing your numbers and looking at them and then listening to your script. I know,
right.
Michelle, when I was first starting making calls for Bill, when he got out there, I practiced with you.
Right.
And we just kind of went over objections. And then
right.
we listened to the MP3s. They're all on the MP3s, guys.
Right.
All you got to do is go into your back office and get them.
Right.
They're there waiting. All you got to do is click on them and listen and listen. And the biggest thing I always tell people, you know, what flows through you sticks through you, sticks to you.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. I'm right there. What flows through you sticks to you. And so the more times you listen to something, all of a sudden it becomes natural to you and it'll flow right out of your mouth.
Exactly.
So if you don't listen to the MP3s and if you don't practice, how are you going to get better?
Well, and hey, if you're like me and you can't keep all the notes and you don't do it all that way, hey, put on a tape recorder. Tape yourself. At least give your manager something to listen to so they can try to help you analyze where you might be going wrong. I can guarantee you guys, sometimes it's the difference from one to two little words in the whole script that gets you the difference between, okay, I'll take this time and that time, or can you call me back, or I don't know what you're talking about, or never mind, I've changed my mind, I'm not interested anymore. Hey, if you're getting those kind of responses, it's something you said, because guys, they filled out the letter.
Hey, Michelle, changed my mind for what?
I don't know. What'd you change your mind about?
I don't remember the letter.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. Sometimes these were sent in so long ago, and we are so behind because, you know, the benefits here are tremendous, and many people are looking to get these benefits taken care of. And quite frankly, Diane, I don't have enough people out there in your area getting these benefits taken care of. But here's the good news. When I go ahead and set this up for you, they will bring the letter with them, and they'll go over that for you to make sure which benefits were important to you, because we want to make sure we get for you and your family what you're looking for.
Awesome. See, here's the thing. They changed their mind for what?
Yeah.
You know, you guys, a lot of people will just hang up and say, oh, okay, next.
Right.
But they're just saying that to blow you off.
Right.
To put it very nicely, because they don't remember it.
Or maybe they sent a letter for something else in.
Yeah.
They're talking about they changed their mind. Maybe they found out it was an accidental policy that somebody else came to see them for. And guess what? They've still not heard from you because they thought you were with them again.
Or what if the spouse filled it out, Michelle? Sometimes they don't remember that either.
Right.
The spouse doesn't tell them. So don't take these things for granted, because that's where the money starts.
Right.
Picking up the phone. So, you know, Michelle, what would be a big challenge to have everybody on this phone to do today is to, for yourself and for your business, is to start today tracking your calls.
Yeah, definitely be tracking your calls. How many dials you make, how many sets you make, and how many of those sets you're getting there and they're both there ready to go, and how many checks you pick up from those that you see. Guys, all of them are important. All of them are relevant. And then you've got to go back to the point, you know, well, I did it this way when I called that time, or I did it that way when I did it that time, and it didn't work as well. So again, guys, you're going to find what's natural for you, what's exciting, and what's working by making sure you're becoming a student of your own business.
Okay, Michelle, let's talk about, now you've got the appointment, and you've gone in there, and you're protecting the family, and I'll tell you what, guys, many people on this phone call that maybe have not done their first sale yet.
Right.
Right? And there's a lot of people on this call that have done a lot, and there's nothing better than the feeling of picking up a check and walking out of that house. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely, because, again, that's the ultimate goal of what you're trying to get done, is to know that you ultimately got there, got them what they needed, and picked up a check saying that they're covered at that point in time.
And I will tell you this, we see agents and talk to agents all the time that they're just so ecstatic because they know that they can do it now.
Right.
And so what you have to do, those of you that are brand new agents, you have to make sure that you, number one, pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, get in front of some people and protect them and get that first check, because there's nothing like that. There's no business that you can go out better than this, that
yeah.
you can teach somebody. They get their license. Right, Michelle? I mean, think
right.
about it.
Right.
We can get money in people's hands right away, and for what? The right reason.
Right.
Protecting families, guys.
It is an honorable business. I used to laugh because Ralph was probably one of the first ones that there was a discussion in a meeting one time, and they were talking about the fact, I never thought I would have been a life insurance agent. You know, everybody kind of makes fun of, oh, my gosh, you're a life insurance agent? And, again, I've been around the industry. I did more on the financial services side, but still, life insurance was heavily involved. And, you know, sometimes people don't feel proud of the fact that they're a life insurance agent. And, again, it's not something any of us probably, when we were 5 or 6 years old, said, I want to grow up and become an insurance agent.
I certainly didn't wake up and say, I want to be an insurance agent. That's my life goal.
But I do know what was interesting about Ralph is he was one of the first persons
I saw stand up and say, you know what, be proud of the fact you're a life insurance agent. Be proud of the fact that you are helping take care of families financially, providing the most basic financial stability in America, guys. This is a rich company. I mean, country. It's a rich company, too. But it's a rich country. See those Freudian slips? But it's a rich country. But yet there's a lot of struggle in this country, too. There's lots and lots of middle America and, quite frankly, American families barely getting by. And maybe that $15 or $20 premium is all you could come up with to get them something. But, you know, that's the key. Today we talked about that in a lot of detail in our meeting with our agents. Just because sometimes you can't cover the full mortgage doesn't mean you can't cover them at all. Guys, maybe all you can do is get them $25,000 of coverage. By the way, the new Saver Select, $25,000 minimum to $99,999, no medical. Gosh, guys, if you don't get that and see how big that is, wake up right now. I hope you just heard what I said. Because here, what's that saying? You have more opportunity to help those families that maybe are on the verge and can't quite afford even that minimum home certain, guys. Don't leave a house without a check. Almost all of our $20,000 week producers tell you they write lots of premium that's less than the full mortgage protection. In other words, they don't leave a house unprotected. Hey, if it's only 2 years of a house payment until they can sell the house for the price they want to make that money back, then that's stability you gave that family they would not have had if you walked out with nothing.
And you know, Michelle, it was really interesting because we have a lot of top producers here. And one of the things that we find is that they don't prejudge any of the leads. Now,
no,
they?
No.
In fact, what some of them do is they mix their A leads and B leads together, right?
Absolutely. I always tell people, hey, especially my brand new agents who have no idea one way or another, sometimes I hate for them to go to a meeting and hear somebody talking about A, B, whatever. As far as you should be concerned, a lead is a lead, whether it's been protected or not. If you call and find out they got protected and got it properly, great. Move on. I'm not saying to go do anything you shouldn't do. If the family's protected, move on. But if they're not protected under a mortgage protection product that's going to get them the benefits that they were looking for and didn't talk to somebody about it and have it, hey, you owe it to them to at least stop by, review what they do have, and see if you can't help them a little bit more, right? And,
yeah.
And those top producers, that's what they talk about. Never judge the lead. Don't know whether, you know, Bethany, another top producer, we see her all the time on the leaderboard. She was talking about that today. She drove up to a home. She said it was a double-wide trailer. Right? A 77-year-old and a
65
or something.
62.
And you know how that goes, guys. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, they're older and they don't look like they have a lot of money. What are we going to do here? It's going to be expensive because they're older. $100,000 mortgage is what it was, okay? So, again, she ended up with one of her biggest monthly premiums ever because why? The wife said to her husband, it's important to me to know that this is covered if something happens to you, even if it's as much as my house payment every month. Guys, that's big. That's real. And if you don't get that, don't judge it. Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to tell people what it is to do what they want. If it's too much, guess what? They tell you it's too much.
Right. And, it's, you know, think about this. One of the things that the top agents do is they look at three things on there before they make a phone call. They look at the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
They look at the time to call, and what was the other one? There's one more. They look at the mortgage amount.
The name of the person.
The name of the person. Sorry, too. There you go. I knew there was something up at the top. So the name, the phone number,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Yeah.
And they don't look at the age. They don't look at the weight, the height, nothing. They pick up the phone.
Just go see them, guys. Don't they deserve to be seen? They sent the letter in. Don't try to decide, oh, this one's going to have medical issues, or this one's too old, or this one's too young.
Just go.
Unless you guys think you're psychic, that you know the answer walking in there.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, it was a great, it is a great story, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I set an appointment for Bill. Bill went in there, and the mother, I mean, she was very sick, mm-hmm. and there was just no way we really could get, he could really get her protected. But guess who was sitting there? The daughter mm-hmm. and the son-in-law. And guess who he walked out with? He walked out with two policies.
Exactly.
Because they wanted to be protected.
Because they realized we better do it now before we're in a situation
that's right.
too expensive.
And so if
covered.
He would have prejudged that lead and would have gone in, he would not have got those two apps.
That's right. That's right.
So that's what you've got to really focus on. If you don't get anything from what we said today, is focusing on just not prejudging the leads, picking up the phone, don't look at the age, don't look at any of that stuff, don't know if it's A lead, don't know if it's a B lead, just get the phone number and call.
Call.
Protect those families. Get in there because you don't know where that person is going to lead you to. It could be your greatest new agent if you're growing a team.
Sure.
Your clients become your best agent.
Absolutely. Lisa Halomo is a perfect example of that. Number one with National Agents Alliance last year was a client of Ralph Simpson.
That's right. And Ralph went in there and, you know, she saw how great it was and he talked to her about the business. So you never know when you knock on that door and ring that doorbell who is behind it.
That's right.
This is great stuff, guys.
We have lots of agents personally that were clients first. I'm looking for that next one who, number one, obviously they understand the importance of the product because they were also in that cycle. They got the letter, they filled it out, they mailed it in, they set the appointment, they bought the product, guys. That's the best agent you could ever hire, right there. They get the whole process. Guys, if you're not, and here's the other great part of that, you only ask the ones you want to work with,
yeah.
right?
Now, listen, that's a great point, Michelle.
Because you don't have to ask somebody to do it that you don't want to, but guess what? You don't even know who's going to be the best agent, who's not going to be the best agent, right, Diane?
Yeah,
I mean,
you don't know.
How many times did you think somebody was going to be a hot shot and that wasn't the hot shot, right?
Yep, I always say documentation beats conversation.
Absolutely.
You never know who's going to be that big producer.
Yeah, I think NAA believes that too. They make us put all our numbers on the board, right? So
right.
we can see who's doing what. So.
And that's what's so neat about these. When you go look at the leaderboard, these are numbers of people really going out there. They all equate to protecting families.
That's right.
I mean, that's what it goes back to, guys, going back to good things. And if you guys, let me go back just a little bit too here. Bill. And our first look really was at the convention last year, right, Michelle?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, we came in there. I think Bill had only been with the company maybe a week or two.
Yep, exactly like I had done the year before.
Yeah, and
yep.
Michelle, all we did, if you guys want to be really successful at this business,
right.
you're on this call, first of all, so I want to commend you.
Yeah.
If you really want to be truthfully very successful at this business, there's a couple things that you need to do, okay? And first of all, is I would tell this, and I tell this story many times, if Robert and Michelle told Bill or myself to stand on one foot while we make our phone calls, we did it. And you just tested that. Would you say this,
right,
Michelle?
Right,
I mean, we just listened to what our managers told us. We did everything that they said. And we didn't ask why, or we thought, oh, we have a better way. We, you know, we can do it. You know, everybody's successful on this phone in their own right.
Right.
And you're all going to have different ideas. But I said this. Until we're making $2 million
mm-hmm.
or more, mm-hmm. we're not changing stuff, guys. It's
right.
all here for you. All you have to do is plug in and do it. So Michelle and Robert said, come to the convention.
Yep.
Get here. And we said, oh, my goodness, you know, it's so short notice. How are we going to do it? We thought about all the reasons why not to get there,
mm-hmm.
except for one thing. We just said one thing, and we agreed to that. We're teachable and coachable. They said to be there, so we're going to do whatever it takes to be there. And we did.
And we made you buy the room and everything, even though you lived in Dallas.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. We bought the room. We did the meals. Now, listen, anybody on this phone that has never been to an NAA convention or conference, many of you are brand new. Let me tell you, guys, and I don't mean to get off on this, but this is part of new agent training. You've got to understand this
get
this.
That's right.
You've got to understand that these guys, the owners of National Agents Alliance, pour their heart out to you at this convention. And there's not fluff there of passing out a bunch of rah-rah and a bunch of plaques. There's people that do go across the stage, it's because of the money they've made.
Right. The money, that's key. And you know what? A lot of the people we brought with us, Michelle, they didn't have much money. So what they did is they put them on a payment plan. How many guys do you know, how many companies that you know that would let you only put so much down and pay so much a week, Michelle?
And keep paying that well after the conference was over, right?
Oh, my goodness. Guys, if you haven't gone on that website and done that, you better do it today.
Yeah. Number one, I change this call's order now. Our number one thing to be successful, we said, is not just to make the call, but get yourself registered for the National Agents Alliance annual convention. Number one. Number one, guys, because I'll tell you what, there's not enough hours in the day of conference calls you can take up and to equate to the amount of information that's going to be dealt out that weekend. You're going to have insurance presidents of companies there. You're going to have product sales marketing people there. You're going to have the top NAA managers from across the country and their top producers across the country. You're going to have, you know, obviously the owners direct understand the vision, the goal, what we're doing. And I can't even tell you. There's always new surprises every year. There's going to be new things announced, new things happening. And guess what? By you being there, you'll be part of it. You have to see it yourself. It's not possible, is it, to explain it to people later?
You can't have somebody. You can maybe, you know, if you join afterwards, that's a different story. But if you're in this company right now, you better get there.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what. You know, when they say, oh, no, it's a, you know, I've got to spend this much money and to get there. I'll tell you this, that here's what happened. I cannot believe that a company would do these things that they're doing. Imagine this. The money that you invest in yourself includes your hotel and all your food, Michelle.
All your food. And it's some good food,
yeah.
Alice.
And you know what, guys? I'm still talking about the food from last year because that was our first look-see at National Agents Alliance.
Uh-huh.
And I still have that little spiral notepad. And I want to share this with everybody on this phone because I was going to go.
Diane's much more detailed than I am. She's so much better.
So what I did, when I went to there that Saturday night, guys, they were going through all the people that were top earners of the company. And they can't just, actually, they couldn't put all the people across the stage for the $100,000 earners. I don't even think they put all those people across because there were too many.
No.
Okay, so I started writing all this stuff down, and I'm looking at this good food, money being made across the stage,
mm-hmm.
all the things that I learned, and they were allowing people to make payments.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you for what they charged. They probably lost money on it.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have to invest more into it because, again, guys, they know and understand it will skyrocket your business. Actually, last week, Diane, I was in California and got to go to the meeting that
Baldwin?
Well, it was Baldwin and, no, Benenti.
No,
I can't say it right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I killed your name.
Oh,
sorry.
But anyway, in California, they had an incredible meeting, and Andy Albright was there, and he had me come up and say, Michelle, how important do you think that the national annual convention is for these people to go to be successful? You guys, I didn't even know or think about how big that number was until he asked me that question. And I said, Andy, you know what? The very first convention I went to as a brand new producer, again, 2 weeks into the industry, and I had brought, Robert and I both went to that meeting. Robert, again, still wasn't in it yet. He was coming along just to make sure I wasn't joining some, you know, weird racket, you know, program. You know, how some of you had those skepticisms around you initially. And that's why it is important. You have to get out of your mind even that this isn't just some multi-level program somewhere out there. This is real company building business, okay?
And bring your spouse. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What a great way to have your family be learning about this and be supportive of you.
Right, because they can understand it better. They see the reality of real people being successful and making a change in their life, guys. And so what happened is, that was my first experience to see Ralph Simpson get talked about and put up on stage and disclosing to people brand new thoughts and ideas about how to work with people and get mortgage protection out to more and more people faster. And here I was on his team, and I'm learning at the annual convention these things. He didn't even share it with me when I was here in Dallas. But you know what happened?
is it just flowed. It came out, and people asked all the right questions. See, when you're new, you don't even know what questions to ask. So sometimes other people are going to bring out things and talk about things, and you're going to learn so much information. Well, anyway, that one conference, which we were late on our house payment, Ralph loves me to go into all the debt we were in, we were hurting financially, but we were looking, and we knew we had to get to the right place because we knew we were capable. There was no reason we couldn't be making better income for ourselves. So we went to that convention. Like I said,
took that leap of faith, right, Michelle?
And took that faith. It is a blind faith. Barry Clarkson talks about that. Sometimes the best thing you can do is walk out in blind faith. And honestly, we all have to do it every day. If you don't act like, you know, Ralph brings that up, if you don't act like this is going to be the difference between you making $1 million today or nothing at all, then you didn't work hard enough today. You didn't have the right purpose and direction. But by going there, Robert and I both were able to earn our $100,000 incomes at the end of that first year. We had about 6 or 7 people join us and come along. Again, we were so in debt ourselves, we couldn't focus on helping other people make money, or we didn't focus on trying to help tell people about it now. But I'll tell you what, this year has been a whole different year, a whole different thought process, because what I realized is there's a lot more people out there that were just like us at that point and needed to make a change, to make a new improvement for their life and the lives of their family and people that were around them. So anyway, fast forward to that next year, by having Bill and Diane and a group, you guys had about 30 people there, right?
Right, we had 30 people.
And they had just started, guys. Half of them had just barely got a license in their hand, okay? Came to the convention. We had another 30 or so direct. So let's say 60 people total were at that national convention. Mm-hmm. We were doing $200,000. At the end of January of this year, our whole group, all of us, did $200,000 per month. We thought we were big, right? We were doing awesome. Here we are, guys, at this month. We did, last month, $1 million out of that 60 people grew $1 million, guys. Get your team. Get anybody you care about. Anybody you know that you want to help them make a change for their life. Hey, we even invested in people going to that meeting because we believed in them. It did stick, yeah. You know. Some of them, it didn't stick.
Right. But you know, and you know what? You know, we're talking to you from our hearts here because we know it works. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anybody saying, oh, you need to talk about conference. We're bringing this up ourselves.
I don't think we were supposed to go into that.
We were supposed to go there, but we did because you know what? We're so passionate about it, okay?
You got to go.
Because, you know, Michelle and I have, you know, I say our goals are similar because we really our passion is to really help people and really change their lives because, you know what, NAA has really changed our lives as well. I mean, we feel so blessed to be here, and our lives have changed this past year, and we had our struggles. And I always tell people, you know what, it's always the darkest before the dawn. And so if you on this phone are having that feeling, you're at the right place.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this, you can get it corrected, but I'm going to tell you a big secret. I think it's a $1 million secret. I forget that I always did this. But when you're making your phone calls and you're calling and making appointments, don't ever end up on a negative note that you didn't make an appointment and you quit. What I always do, and I always tell people to do, you keep going until you end with an appointment.
A positive one.
A positive. Because that you know, look, I ended up with an appointment. Now I can, you know, then now I can stop for the day.
It made that time worth it.
Right. Because then instead of you hanging up and that night, you said, oh my goodness, I got 3 appointments, but you still ended on a negative. I used to always say, I'm going to stop once I make one more appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you got to make, you know, a few more phone calls. And so what? But you know what? Your mind works differently when you end on a negative note versus when you end on a positive note.
Right.
So make sure what you're feeding yourself every single night when you put your head down that you have those positive thoughts, because when you wake up and you get going, then you have the right things. And you know what? A great one of the guys at our meeting today, one agent said to him, what's the best call to get on? The next call.
Right.
So make sure you always stay plugged into the calls that are listed with NAA and your team leaders, and stay plugged in for what they have to offer you and say, hey, you know what, doesn't matter where you are in the United States, you can pick up a phone and be on this call for the national call, right?
That's right. And obviously, you guys are already making the right choices because you're on this call. And I'm going to tell you, it does make a difference. When you have the right mindset and you know I'm going out with a purpose today, I will set 10 appointments. I will set 5 appointments. I am going to take care of families. I am going to make a difference in this world that I live in, wherever you're going to make the difference, whether it's in East Coast, North Coast, West Coast, South Coast, doesn't matter. You know, I'm waiting for Australia to open. That's where we're moving to. But you know what? The most awesome thing to do, guys, is do something you know that you left something behind that was good, that you had purpose and goal and did something good. I remember one of the agents last week, Diane, like you say, it's just incredible because we get fed all the time by each other. You know, I love brand new agents because they teach me just as much as someone who's been here, you know, like Ralph or Fitz or any of these other people who've been around a long, long time, right? I mean, they constantly are able to feed into you if you'll let them. You know, somebody was talking about that today. He heard it, but it didn't really get into him. It didn't feed into him that he really understood, hey, so what you're saying is, you know, if I just at least do something for them, it's something, right? Whatever that might be, that you have that paradigm shift and you get it, okay? Sometimes you do have to listen over and over and over. And even when you get it, you have to be reminded to stay focused on that. And that's what these calls do. That's what the conferences do. That's what talking to your mentors, your managers on a daily basis is important for. It is energy, synergy, movement, motivation. You've got to keep going forward and thinking about what you're doing in life, because if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
And make sure, you're right, Michelle, it's so true, and you have to have goals for yourself, guys. When you're in this business, you know, a lot of people say, well, I just want to make a bunch of money. Well, what's that bunch of money mean?
What's that mean to you? A bunch of money might be $100 this week. I don't know.
Yeah, so if you don't know how much it is that you truly want to make or that you feel that you deserve to make, I mean, that's a better way of putting it.
Right.
But what you got to do is figure out, okay, obviously a lot of people that just get started with NAA, you know, who knows what place they're in. We were not in good places either, right, Michelle?
Right.
But we had to figure out what it would take to get ourselves flush,
right,
to get ourselves out of it. But with that, how many lives are you going to protect? What families are you going to change? What could be better than that? Get with your manager.
Right.
Tell them, say, you know what, I was just listening to the national call today, and I really need to get with you and get my goals set of what I want to accomplish. Listen, you're all here on this call, and we're ending 2006. If you're not happy with the way 2006 finished up, then guess what? You've got to get your goals set to get 2007 on track.
And know what that's going to take to get there. Here's the good part of that. Even if 2006 went incredibly well, which I could say it did, I'm so thankful.
Yeah,
hey,
we're excited.
But it's not over. 2007, guess what, guys? It not only becomes you and what you can do in your own little world, but what you can do for so many others. How many people's lives have you affected this year, Diane?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just feel so blessed when somebody comes up to me and say, Diane, you know, thank you so much. Because that one thing that you said, maybe go out there and now my family is, you know, making more money and we're protecting people. I mean, really, that's one of the things that is so, so wonderful about this business. Is that every single day hearing an agent call up and saying, you know what, I just got my first sale.
Yep.
Oh, I just helped this one family. What can be better than what we do, guys?
And do make those calls. Encourage your managers. Guys, you know, we get that all the time. Oh, I don't want to call you so much. I feel like I'm bugging. You guys don't. Because you know what? That's what it's about for us, too. We spend this time and energy because we do get excited to hear, guess what? I got that first sale. I did the first one. And we had someone today. She goes, it was only $10 a month. But, hey, it was $10 a month, and it was the best sale she'll ever have because she did something. She did it. She knows she can do it. She has 5 more appointments set. She's going to sell them all. You know why? Because she's excited, she's pumped up, and she realizes it's not the dollar figure. It's how many families you can affect and touch and the state of mind you can leave them in.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, this time of the year, as we all reflect, as we get toward the holidays and things like that, you know, we should, you know, we really are looking at things and saying, wow, we've really helped a lot of people. And that's what you guys, have.
Yeah.
In your hands.
It's in your hands.
It's in your hands. Make sure you work it right and do the right thing for people. That's what you do when you walk into people's houses. Did you want to open it up?
I don't know. I was going to try to open it up. Let me see. We're kind of toward the end. I guess we got going on the committee.
Yeah.
We got all excited.
Hey, listen, guys. Can you tell that we're passionate here? We want you to catch that.
Yes.
Catch that. Because
yes.
That's what it is. That's what you have in your hands. That's what you can do for people. That's what you can do your family's life. That's what you can do for your own life.
Yeah, guys. I can't say enough. Get with your managers. Put a plan together. Talk about what it's going to take to make that plan become reality. Vision is important. And Barry and Philip and Andy are incredible visionaries, and that's what they've put in place for you. Not just the vision, but the vehicle to make it all come to be. Take advantage of that. Talk to people. If you want to be the best, you must talk to the best. You must be around the best. I used to laugh because they'd say, if they don't have a ring on, don't talk to them, you know, at the conference up here. I thought, man, they're pretty rough over here. They won't let you talk to anybody if they don't have a ring on. But you know what they're trying to tell you? If you want to be the best you can be in this business, talk to the people who are doing it. You know, don't go ask somebody who's only making $20,000 a year how to make $1 million. They don't know how to tell you because they have not done it yet. If you know, Diane and Bill Lampe, guys, 4 months after convention, they were their own nationally recognized agency. And after that, just last month, they busted out their first agency manager, Paul Moss.
Paul Moss, yeah.
And so now they are already master agents with NAA in less than 1 year of their first annual convention. I guess that's why we got a little excited about it. Get there, guys. Do yourself a favor. Make your future better, brighter, stronger. Come open-minded. Come coachable. Come willing to listen, learn, and share it with someone else so you can do good for them as well.
Right. And Michelle, you're right on. And we all wish you the best. We all wish you success. And I think what we're going to do now is just end the call. I mean, I don't even think we have time to take questions today. I'm sorry, guys. So I guess the best thing I could tell you, if you have any comments or questions, I guess you can just email them to corporate or whatever.
Just email them to Philip. Tell Philip we got off track.
Yeah.
But anyway, he'll cover, I'm sure, much better job next week getting down to some basics.
You know what happens when you get two women on the phone that are passionate? I mean, what can I tell you, guys? Have a great holiday, and we all wish you the best, and get to the convention.
We'll see you guys in Dallas in January. Bye-bye.